Next week in New York, you're launching a Space for Women project. Would you mind letting me know what that's about?
Yeah, for sure. The Space for Women project is starting now. Is in a way has been mandated by our member states at the Committee on the Peaceful Uses of Outer Space, where last year they asked us to work on STEM education, in particular for women, and in particular for women in developing countries. So clearly this is straight to SDG number 4, quality education, but it's also straight to SDG number 5, so empowerment of women and gender equality. Now, what we've been doing is that we've been partnering with UN Women, and next week in New York, we are going to have a sort of a workshop, we call it an expert meeting, where for 3 days we will have experts coming from all over the world to discuss and to help us shaping this project, which should be launched officially in June 2018, so next year, when we will have a big event called Unispace Plus 50, which is setting the scene for space activities under the UN umbrella and for member states for the next 50 years. And this project will be part of a vision document, which is called Space 2030, and is addressing the tools that we can have through space technology and research to fulfill the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. Space for Women is really a gender mainstreaming project, where we would like to work with member states, so not only for STEM education, but also to help these young girls when they graduate, to then find their place in their own society without being obliged to leave their own country. And this has to be done with each member state, and we will start with a small group of champions, how I like to call them, so pilot countries with which we will develop this medium-long-term project.